Hi, this is Bob Miller of the Los Angeles Kings. You're listening to King's Realm Podcast. Hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure you're following us everywhere at King's Realm Pod. Leave us a voicemail. Send us a text at 562-317-0087. Kings still second in the division with a 22-10-5 record after a 3-0 week.
3-0!
Where they spilled some oil, then they got gritty with it, and finished off with a huge sigh of relief when our boy Darcy shut out the Devils. My name is James Wilson. That's James Whitlock. We lose James.
James, you're on mute, dog.
Okay. Fuck you, James. Jordan Heckman.
Yeah.
Happy New Year's, boys.
Happy New Year's.
While James panics and figures out his microphone.
If you're not watching right now, you should be. It's pretty funny to see James kind of freak the fuck out.
We were literally just talking to James.
Let's just sit here awkwardly until he figures it out.
Yeah, that's right, Michelle. Oh, James.
This is going to make the ad reads really hard.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, hey!
Call 877.
That works.
Did you unplug
your microphone or something?
He's waving his head no. He thinks he figured it out.
We're getting there.
He's standing up. He's reaching around. Something he's really good at.
Whoa.
He says hi.
He's waving.
I think that was a confirmation that he's good at reaching around things.
Yeah. Got to start the New Year's
off. That's negative. That's a negative.
There he is.
What happened?
I was trying to reduce some of the things were plugged into the board.
Reduce, reuse.
And I unplugged three instead of four.
He literally unplugged his microphone.
I did. It's charades now.
I remember my first pod.
I said, it was so poignant.
Why are you doing like playing stuff like the intro videos and everything? And I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna start unplugging shit. Like,
I unplugged four things.
Why though? Why?
There was a crackling in, so I'm like, is there just extra things in the board?
Okay, fair enough. I was
trying to fix some sounds. I said as I cracked, I said, "Puck, don't lie."
Yeah.
That's going to be the theme of the show tonight.
Somebody said that the same exact reference on King's Talk after the game. I listened.
The Kings also tweeted it out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't see that part.
I
was talking with Lil Miguel and he's like, that has to be the show title this week, that Puck Don't Lie, because it's never been so poignant and true.
All right. Well,
I don't think he used that big of a word.
I just pressed record right now.
You fucking.
Hey, at least I pressed record.
Yeah, I know.
My audio probably didn't work for the first 2 minutes.
Dennis is next. He's got to fuck up, right?
I fucked up last week. All right.
I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do. We'll just start it all over. I'm just kidding.
Great. Now I got to edit that in.
Hey, has everybody seen the new logo thing? Just kidding. That's old.
All right. So 4 minutes. Edit in intro sounds.
Edit in or out?
Notes.
I think they're good.
In. No, I have to edit it in.
The mistakes are understandable. You haven't done a podcast all year. Touche. Too fucking shay.
Wow. Well done. That's the kind of humor we need. Yep. Jordan's awake now.
Barely.
What time did you get back?
I got back at 5:30, but I only got like 5 hours of sleep last night and like 3 hours of sleep the night before.
And then drove all day.
Tahoe's.
You drove back from Tahoe or you drove back from your brother's?
No, so we went up to my brother's in Penryn, which is by like Auburn.
Okay.
Saw Cody and Bree.
That's right by Cody and Bree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, had three beers with them in an hour and a half, not 2 hour period. That was cool.
I had to exchange the promise of a visit for a recipe with Bree, so I got to get out there.
Oh, nice.
What are you making with kale?
It's not with kale. There are like coconut aminos though.
Oh, there you go.
That's also a big favorite of Bree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
But yeah, two days ago, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning to go duck hunting.
Sounds dun, horrible. Dun, 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 dun. Also sounds really cold. Awesome.
Oh, that's...
It was pretty cold.
Got the old Nintendo out? I'm still looking. That's cool.
Yeah.
You wake up at 3 in the morning to play duck hunt?
Jesus.
Playing it. Dedication.
Let's just say the hunt went well, and we should be playing the ducks pretty well the rest of the season.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recreate the dog popping up, holding the ducks?
my brother does have a duck dog, so yes.
Outstanding.
Oh, so he's really into it.
We need video of that.
He's part of a duck club. He goes hunting 2 or 3 times a week during duck season. So
Duck Hunt is a really fun character to play Super Smash.
Projectiles galore.
Good to know.
You never get the hang of it.
See, there's the dog, the black dog right back there in the bushes.
I think I see him.
She's hiding.
Hiding very well.
Her name's
Jet.
Yeah.
His eyes.
And there's my brother blowing things.
Whoa.
And my brother's making fun of me because he's all camoed out and he, let me borrow like a camo jacket and I'm out there wearing this hat. I was like, what? It's appropriate. You don't even get it.
Be like, trust me, the ducks can't do anything about it.
Yep, right? Exactly. Pretty cool sunrise. Nice, it doesn't really show up well.
Nice,
yeah. And there's some dead ducks.
My favorite part about deer hunters is
a redheaded one? Sweet.
No, that's just blood.
Oh, Corey Perry blood. Some guy at the game.
Yeah, these are mostly teal.
Some guy he was at the game tonight and in a Ducks jersey, in a Perry Ducks jersey.
Oh my God.
And he's walking in front of me.
Please tell me you had words
walking
with
in front of me and like someone's like, Ducks jersey? As he walked by, he's like, yeah, what the hell? Why would he say something? I'm like, not only is it ducks, but it's stupid Corey Perry.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like, what the ducks, fuck?
And the ducks aren't even playing.
Yeah. And that jersey's like a decade old. So.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It breaks all the rules. It's been a while. Sorry.
Corey Perry's mom changed her last name. Didn't get remarried. Just embarrassed about him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's dedication.
That's bad.
Yeah. So, hey, let me tell you a little something about something. Hey, Happy New Year! It's the most wonderful time of the year for getting in on hoops, football, and hockey action at DraftKings Sportsbook. In the season of giving, we're being gifted college football and basketball, pro football and basketball, and pro hockey too, almost 24/7. And here's a gift for all new customers betting $5 to just get 150 in bonus bets if your bet wins. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get 150 bonus bets if your bet wins. When you bet just $5. Happy holidays from DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bet must win to receive reward. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/bball.
People.
All right, so Steve did ask what happened last week. They didn't lie.
I told them.
Literally fell down the stairs. All right, we have wood stairs, and I was wearing socks, and I was in a hurry trying to get kids in bed and make pod time. And literally, it was like a cartoon. Like, my feet, slipped out front of me, and I'm flat on my back. Like, there's 3 bruises on my back from the stairs.
Prove it.
They're like yellow colored because they're deep.
So deep.
Yeah.
So deep.
For a good like 30 seconds, I was worried I broke my back. So.
Tennis got ran over by a reindeer.
So, Michelle, when I said Dennis also crashed, now you have a little more context into what that joke was.
Yeah, I got the wind knocked out of me. I was like, the whole thing. It was bad. My back still hurts. Like, it's still, like, bruised and, like, sore.
So, Dennis, we're about to start the show. Mm-hmm. Then you text us, right? And we're going back and forth, and you're like, give me 10 minutes, I'll be there. I'm like, okay, so then you text us that, and we're in there, and first we're waiting to hear you send us that message. We're waiting to hear. And then you said, you basically said, like, you told us, okay, you're okay, but this is what it felt like, and blah, blah, blah. And so I told Jordan, I said, I should text him back and be like, so 10 more minutes? And we were cracking up about that for like 2 minutes.
Steve, I didn't break anything. Nothing's broken. It's just bruised. I was worried that I fractured a vertebrae or something like that. So,
hey! Oh, shit. Scott's here.
Wow. It's way past Scott's bedtime. It's 9 o'clock.
I know.
Hi, right? Scott.
So no head? Wait, what?
I don't know exactly what that means, Jaden, but I didn't hit my head. Got a little bit of whiplash. So yeah, that sucked.
Did you get some whiplash because you're a drummer?
Yeah. No wonder. That was good, James. No wonder Scott's up there camping.
Nice.
And Scott doesn't just go camping. He brings internet with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he brings.
If you know, you know.
Skylike.
Skynet.
Whoa. It's throwing me off that Jaden's on fucking YouTube.
I know. Weird.
All right. Let's talk about all these games. All these awesome
all games. These games?
Of winning. Edmonton. This is the one Dennis almost got, right?
I was so mad that I didn't send in calls and that I was getting OTLs. And then we were watching this game. I was like, oh, shit, here we go.
Yes.
I'm getting one.
All right. Kapanen gets it going for the Oilers in the first period, about halfway through. However, Clinton Byfield follows it up to tie it.
Something you said Clinton.
Clinton? Dude, I'm off my game. I'm on like 8 hours of sleep the last 2 days. Deal with it. Warren Fogel gets his second point and first goal of the game against his former team, his 10th of the season. Brad Nugent Hopkins, however, does answer on the power play to tie it up. And then, of course, you wouldn't expect anything else. Victor Arvidsson gets his fourth goal of the season against his former team, his first against his former team, to take the lead. However, Tanner Jeannot ties it up, 5th of the season. Fogel gets another point against his former team. For those keeping score at home, that's 3 points for the Kings player, for a Kings player against his former team, against 1 point for a former Kings player against his former team. If that makes any sense, I don't know. You tell me.
It means we won that trade.
Yes. Well, wasn't a trade, but yes. And then we go to overtime, and you know what happens every single time the Kings go to overtime.
They lose.
Not today.
Not this time. Quinton Byfield starts his week of terror, spoiler alert, right here, right now, with his 8th goal of the season to finally give the Kings their very first win in overtime against the hated Oilers. Bada boom, bada bing. I guess he started his week of terror earlier in this game, but the way that he celebrated this goal feels more like the start of the week of terror.
Oh, cues?
Yeah. Oiler fans were none too pleased with the whole "it's over" cutting of the throat.
No. Yeah, well, I mean, just like Kings fans weren't too pleased when Kane was like held up like the 7 in the playoffs. So,
yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. So,
well, there is a big difference though. Is Quinton Byfield, for all intents and purposes, is a good guy. Vander Kane's
not.
What's the word? Piece of shit. So there's that.
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit for breakfast.
So question on that game.
Piece of shit.
I brought it up to Jesse about the Molson Index because it comes up every time another player scores that we had that scores against us. Does it work the other way around too? Where if we're a player that comes to us, or is it just when they score against us?
I mean, what's the opposite of Molson? Labatt.
Labatt. It's the Labatt index.
Trying to think of another beer name from hockey.
I think it goes both ways, right?
If you're lucky.
If you picked a good one.
Oh, man.
I thought so. I brought it up to him. I thought that would.
Yeah, I mean, you would think if the stat goes one way, it should also go the other way in your favor. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. It's just I don't know if there's a name for it. I'm sure there is because there's a name for everything these days.
Because I said it when Arvidsson scored against us, and he's like, well, we're already going to talk about it because Fogel scored too. And I was like, well, does it count if it's us against them? I didn't know if it was just kind of a – because Jesse kind of came up with it, so.
Read it out loud, James.
All right. I like this quote from Dooley. Fogel said a couple guys on Edmonton's side asked him why he was on the ice in OT. I made sure I was going to work hard out there, that's for sure. Guess he showed why.
We also told – I think it was Carlin was interviewing him or mentioned or something like that. Someone on the broadcast was talking about how he had that date circled on the calendar because he said – Edmonton's coming to town, first game against them, I'm getting first star. Like, I'm going to make it my goal to get first star of the game, and he did.
That's pretty fucking awesome. Yeah, well, one goal, two assists. They definitely deserved.
Yep.
Although, you could have given it to Q as well.
Yeah. Two goals, one assist. But
and the game
winner. I think, you know, it's voted on by the media, so if he told the media that, they're like,
We'll give it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's the better story, too.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
Absolutely.
I.e. media love.
Well, just like the third star, the second star was Andre Lee today, but the first star went to Kemper, which for a shutout. But do you kind of give it to the guy who scores his first NHL goal and starts the game off right? Like, I feel like.
Well, it also happens to be the game winning goal.
Yeah. Yeah, too. So. I feel like you could have made a case where he could have been the number one star on that game.
Yeah, you definitely could have made that case. And I wouldn't have been mad. But, like, you know, Jesse does, and Kings talk, he does, you know, play of the game, player of the game. Mm-hmm. Play of the game is his first NHL goal, obviously. But player of the game, I would have picked Kemper for the shutout of one of the best teams in the league. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you, Hannah.
I could watch the game. Because ESPN Plus, even though it's also on FanDuel, whatever the hell it is now, if the game is broadcast on the NHL network, ESPN Plus does not play it, even if it's on the regional carriers.
So it
was on both regionals for both teams and also on NHL network. So ESPN Plus doesn't have it, which I think is stupid. So I had to listen to the game instead.
Yeah, we're kind of talking a lot about tonight's game. So if you want to jump to game two, and then we'll come back to game three, because there's a lot of good notes here.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm. There's notes?
Well, from the fans, not from us.
All right, on to the next one. One that was a little bit of a nail-biter that probably shouldn't have been. Kevin Fiala gets his 14th of the season to start off in the first period. Tyson Forrester answers back, followed by one from Scott Laughton. But before the first period ends, Adrian Kempe ties it up with his 17th of the season. Second period, Flyers fire two back. And that's where I got a little worried. I don't know about you guys.
A little bit.
Warren Fogel gets his 11th. The Kings back within one. And then yours truly, number 11, gets his number 11th goal. With Quinton Byfield's 11th assist on the season to tie back up. And then He gets his 12th on the power play to win it for the Kings. And it was glorious. Kopitar is fucking ageless. And the Kings complete the season sweep of the Philadelphia Flyers.
Boom.
Nice.
Shakalaka. That is a really nice ad by NHL.com.
What's that? Oh, that tells you.
It shows the season series just over on the right side under like the like game stats. Shots and goal face-offs and so on and so forth.
Oh, I see. That's cool.
Right? So, and you like, if you go to the Edmonton game, it tells you when then like the next three games against Edmonton are as well. Who's at home, who's away, all that. That's good rad. Stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed it. We'll talk about it during this game, but I feel like Kopitar has gotten a lot of exposure from the national media over this past week or so. Yeah, it only took 18 years, 17 years.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that's it. That's like what my best hole in the golf course doesn't happen until the 19th hole. 19. Thank you.
Kopitar's longevity must be studied.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like I've seen stuff from like ESPN, NHL. What's the Canadian ESPN? Just like right, like posts about him.
Sportsnet like so. Or whatever.
18 season and Bergeron retiring. That does make sense. I feel like if Kopitar was on a team on the East Coast, I think he'd have a lot more Selkies. Just saying that.
Yeah, there's been a few people, including someone on the Chicklets team, that's just basically, if he was on the East Coast, he'd be winning it every fucking year.
Yeah. He took his first penalty tonight of the season.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Are you for real?
Are you for Rizzle?
Like for real life?
Where is it?
Stats.
Shot on goal. Where is stats?
Pim, two. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So. Yep. Insane.
So he still plays pretty physical. Like you'd think there'd be like something in there, like a dumb interference or I don't know.
Yeah, it's insane that he doesn't take any fucking penalties, and he's still really good. So, still gets in there. Mikey says he has 28 penalty minutes combined from the last three seasons.
Fucking A.
Mm.
Yep.
That's insane.
But now that he has, two minutes of Pim, there goes the Lady Bing, right?
Darn it. That's wild. We should talk about the next game, because I think James has a lot to say about it.
You think? I'm just waiting. I'm just kind of like teasing him a little bit. Yeah.
Are you this edging him into it?
Oh,
I'm edging him into it. Wow.
I love it. My favorite activities.
That's gross. Before I start the recap of this game, there's something that needs to happen at the end of the recap. Or somewhere along the recap. And because I'm exhausted, I'm not drinking tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three options in my eyes. One, a shotgun of LaCroix or the Trader Joe's brand. I feel like
that's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
Yeah, I'm fucking aware. two, somebody else shotguns.
I never made that deal, so.
Well... Yeah. Or three, we do it next week. Up your nose. Whoa.
Chili Willy.
Wow. Wow.
James has poured vodka in his eye before.
He also put hot sauce in his ear.
He did. That wasn't on purpose, though.
I don't know if James is like looking for something or. I'm down to let you postpone it.
I say no.
Nose beer. Oh. Hannah wants me to do cocaine.
Nose beer.
Yeah.
I say no. It's got to happen the week of.
Wow.
Big Che also wants me to do cocaine.
Never heard cocaine called nose beer.
I've heard nose candy.
Yeah.
It's nose beers. So I'm not shotgunning alcohol, but I will shotgun this.
No, I'll do it.
He just got to find something. Is he looking for a shoddy?
James is not thrilled.
No, do it.
I'm not thrilled. But like, hey, we got morals to keep up here.
We've got a reputation to uphold.
Looking for my, my shotgun tool.
Michelle's just telling you, Jordan, you'll regret that.
Yeah, probably.
Jaden's got your back. I like how Jaden's at work. He's on YouTube because he's at work and got shitty Wi-Fi and is still commenting.
I'll tell you what. I think I have a fourth option. Can I introduce a fourth option?
Sure.
All right.
All right. My first voicemail ever. This is Steve in my hot tub in Ventura. All right, guys. Steve from Ventura here. Promised I'd do a shutout shotgun for Carter George. I'm going. Have a not cold Coors Light ever. Thank you, Jordan, for always reminding me not to have a cold beer when I do this. I've done this in a long time. But I'm a UCSB gotcha, so I think it'll come right back to me. Go Kings. Go Kings prospect, Carter George.
And our skipper.
Go Kings, go.
Steve, were you in the hot tub?
Hot tub Steve machine. He said he was. It sounds fast. Now it doesn't.
Done.
Good work. Good work, buddy.
Bingo.
Bye.
All right. That was the best.
How about that for an option?
That was good. All right. So we're just going to roll with that.
James is still going to do it.
I was going to give him the out.
I was too, but yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
Seeing that he's across the Garudio, he can't hear us.
Nope.
Steve. Michelle said, great option. I'll allow it. Che says, nope.
All right, Che. I, as luck would have it, or fate, or whatever you would call it, or my dumb luck, there was only one Coors Light left.
Mikey said, doesn't count because he named Carter George. And Jaden says, James has integrity.
You just made James's night.
Oh, by the way, Jordan.
Oh, look at that. That's us. Yeah. That's me. Traditions must be upheld. All right. Oh, Jesus.
It's squirting.
Oh, he's doing it now. Okay. Shut up, shotgun!
Woo! Good work, buddy.
Oh, Chad, is that what happened? I need to watch that real quick.
What happened?
Because I've been very busy. Che tagged me.
Oh,
on the show at the game when he was at the game. Nice. I thought he shotgunned.
There you go. You got it.
All right, James did it.
Good work, James.
You're gonna have to go do another one though because I haven't done the recap yet.
I told you, there's one Coors Light. That's it. One shot wonder.
All right, as you know, the Doilers, the Devils, scored zero goals in this game, hence the shutout shotgun from the James Whitlock. I just looked at the game stats, and it doesn't look like the Kings won this game at all, but they did. That's cool. after a scoreless first period, Andre Lee gets his first goal of his young NHL career with a fucking insane sky pass from Jordan Spence, using his body to block out the defender that's coming towards him, and then deeks once and goes fucking bar down over the goalie's left shoulder.
A fucking beaut, Clark.
That was also like against the flow. I watched the replay of that one just because I had to.
Because
he was cutting to his left and shot backwards over the goalie's left shoulder. Fucking beautiful shot.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fucking awesome. I don't remember exactly what Dick Dixon's words were, but he's like, you see a lot of first goals, of people's NHL's career, and none of them are ever that beautiful.
Yeah, it was sexy.
Like, and he's not a high skill guy.
He's got it.
I mean, he obviously does. He's in the fucking NHL.
But he's not like Kempe or anything like that. But he's got some hands, right?
Apparently. Yeah,
and I love how he just used his size.
I was just saying, it's really good to see him use his body like that. Maybe he could teach, you know, QB a thing or two.
Game to say that.
James is hot. James is fucking heated.
You guys, buckle up. Before we move on, NHL posted that was the first goal of 2025.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that makes sense.
The first goal of 2025 was the game winner, his first NHL goal, all the things.
Wow, all the things. First goal of the year.
That's pretty fucking awesome. Special.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Witness history. After that, and after a, what's a good describer word for this, James? Shitty, terrible, awful,
unskilled.
Unskilled.
I was talking about the referee.
I was talking about the ref.
Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha.
Underqualified.
Gotcha. This is, I hope that the replay is on ESPN Plus so I can go back and watch it. Because I don't hear James complain about refs too often.
Nope.
Bonehead is what Hannah says.
I feel like James would be, there you go. After a boneheaded penalty on Quinton Byfield, he comes out of the box. And is just raging, clearly, because of the shitty penalty, and scores the second goal of the game.
On that shift. Thanks to Chris Lee and Kendrick Nicholson, the officials for tonight, I think let me quote my text to the boys from the game. I hope these two guys trip and land mouth first on a BBC. That was the quote.
British broadcast? Yeah,
What did they do?
Yeah,
to deserve those guys falling on them,
dude. That was the most ridiculous tripping call I've ever watched.
So you were there, James. Why don't you explain?
Someone's got to explain to me because I could only listen to the game. So
QB,
They're skating
down. QB gets pushed down. He's sliding on the ice, his whole body on the ice, and then takes out a Devils player. But he gets taken out first, which
he has no control because he's sliding on the ice. Yeah,
ultimately was clean, right? They didn't call tripping on that. He just got knocked down. And as he's sliding, takes somebody else out. And that's what the tripping call was on.
Hmm.
So there was no swiping of the stick. There was nothing. It was literally his body and his momentum.
Kick his leg out or anything like that to make sure he made contact or anything.
Nope. It was full body and it was all in the moment. It was all, everybody was just going the same direction. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I saw the replay on Twitter of it and I was like, where's the penalty? Like this is the wrong video.
It was crass. I don't think it's unnecessary, but it was crass.
Not completely necessary in this situation.
There's a solid chance that James is the one that started the ref you suck chant.
I didn't. I hate that chant, but I did allow myself to participate. I did allow myself to participate in that one. I normally do not condone that. I also like that Clark. Clark really had Cotter upset, and Cotter wanted to climb over refs to take a swing at Clark, and Clark didn't separate himself too much as he also skated past the penalty box just to make sure he taunted him enough. But nonetheless, that there's no excuse for just because one thing happens, you can't make it up anywhere else. You got to call the fucking calls the way they are. Like, there's no excuse.
It does happen all the time in sports.
In that circumstance, there was no excuse. There's no way that's a tripping.
Yeah.
And if you do, you better break it down. You better have slowed down media video, and you better break it down per the rules, because that would be, I don't know how you prove that. So everybody was, I mean, I've never heard fans.
Clearly James doesn't watch Chiefs games.
I've never heard fans unite so quickly on a chant in any game this year.
I mean, what could Clark say that would make a ref be like, you know what? We need to give one to the Devils here. Mate.
But I will tell you this. While you ponder that, after that goal, I've never seen a more fired up QB. Like, he was in front of the net battling.
Yes, yeah.
Not something you're used to seeing from him, or quite frankly, that tough of a battle in front of the net by any Kings player I've seen lately. So that kind of grit, like, whatever that takes, can we do that again? Let's keep him going that direction.
Yeah, Tim Peel got, yeah. Yeah, he got early retired.
Guy says that Clark talks a lot, which is awesome.
He talks a lot, like, just in general.
Yeah. But, I mean, who does that remind you of? Just always chattering.
Drew
Doughty.
Was it Sean Avery?
Mikey?
Oh.
Too old.
QB was?
Sean Avery, who his new favorite hockey player is, Jason Kempe. Yeah. The best player in the league, according to him, maybe.
Yeah, he said when you consider all-around game, probably the best player in the league. I was like, wow. The ref you suck chant is valid 10% of the times it's chanted, but boy, is that 10% so good.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Every time. To finish off this game, recap, Adrian Kempe gets an empty net. Empty net with 4.5 minutes left. I didn't realize they pulled the goalie that early.
What time? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 15:35.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was surprising, too. But, the faceoff was down on the other end. They had some points to make up, so they had to get started early.
Yeah. I see what you're doing there, Jesse. I mean, Guy. He's saying refuse. Uck. I get it.
Yep. All right. James, do you have anything else to vent about?
It's not really a vent. I really love QB's play at the end there. Like, I'm hoping... I hope we do some video review of that game and see, you know, Clark getting in people's head, right? And QB fighting and those kind of things stand out to the team. And we start building on that, because I'll tell you what, this team is shown that they're getting grittier. They're really getting in the heads of opponents of late. And this week of games has just been phenomenal to watch. So, I like the control they're taking over Edmonton. Dennis and I were talking about it. Players you expect to hear about from Edmonton in those games were silent, right? They've gone downhill as far as how gritty they play and how strong they fight against the Kings. There was not a lot of fight from Edmonton, and winning those kind of games really make a difference. So, just a phenomenal week all the way around.
The double-edged sword on that one is that you had to win it in OT, and there wasn't a lot of fight in Edmonton. So,
no.
But.
And also, there's the no Kings Trevor Moore. There's no Drew Doughty. So, like, yeah. we're not firing all cylinders.
The Kings are definitely a different team this year, I think. So.
Mm-hmm. All Fogel.
Edmonton's roster is 97-29 and a bunch of other teams' throwaways. Yeah.
So let's go back.
Corey Perry.
All the Kings men did say that the King of the Week was QB. And in here, QB did not get a star tonight for the game. As reported by Hannah. I'm going through the notes here. And I'll tell you what, he is just, this has been his week. This is QB's week. He's just killing it.
He woke up.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but he woke up.
There we go. No star for Q tonight.
Jordan, what you said about this game earlier, like looking at the game stats, the Kings didn't win this game. They literally lost every stat when you look at the NHL website. Every stat the Kings lost except for block shots.
Yeah.
And it was 14 to 20.
33 to 24 shots on goal, 62.5% face off percentage in favor of the Devils. They're both surplus on power plays. Penalty minutes, the Kings had 12, Devils had 6. 23 hits to 15, block shots 20 to 14 in favor of the Kings. Giveaways 12 by the Kings, 8 by the Devils. Takeaways 2 from the Kings, 3 from the Devils. That sounds like a loss.
Yeah, not
a
just look at
one
that,
more.
Yeah.
One more. Kings shut out 1, Devils shut out 0. There's that one too. Don't forget that.
That's not a game. Yeah, yeah. That's not a game stat on the website, though.
That's a game stat.
In the,
definitely is.
But not in the, not in their little game stat section.
It should be. And I'll tell you.
If you just go to the top, it's the score.
It's not under game stat. It's under final score.
It was funny that Allen had 2 shutouts at the beginning of the game and Kemper had 1. And I was like, well, that's weird because everything else favored Kemper on their goalie stats side by side. And then it, like, I had that thought in the beginning and then it's like, boom, okay, those are even 2. But Allen was at a 289 goals allowed. And so it's, you know, I first thought about the stat that Jesse's been pumping, which is now 20-0-2 every time they score more than 3 goals. And if he's a 289, round that up, that says the Kings are going to get at least 3 goals, which favors us in the in that stat. And that certainly played out as well. So keep it going. 20-0-2 when scored when 3 goals are scored or more. Oh, also Lee also got the helmet voted by the guys tonight.
Nice. Good.
Yep.
See, so said, wait, so Blake knows what he's doing again?
For now.
Yeah, they're going to lose like 2 games in a row, still be in second place, and people are going to be like, fire Blake!
What the fuck?
I like Folk Daddy. This team sucks. Folk Daddy is the man. He's a playmaker.
Folk Daddy. Michelle says hashtag fire Blake.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. All right, moving on. James?
General Notables, brought to you by Mrs. Zach.
Darcy Kemper's 5th in the league for goals against average at 2.29. Obviously, a lot of that was helped by his, you know, shut up, shotgun. Save percentage, he is 7th in the league at .916. And he is tied for 7th in shutouts with 2.
Dos.
Bingo, bingo, bongo. Connor Hellebuck has 5.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. That's part of the reason why that team's pretty good.
They've
pretty good.
They've
pretty
come back
pretty
down
good
to reality a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, you know, we haven't lost a game with them yet.
Yet.
Yeah.
As James says, the power of yet.
Power of yet.
I mean, they're still 7-2-1 in their last 10, so they're still a really good team, but
yeah. Agreed.
They're not 10-0-0 like that stat read for quite a while.
Yeah, that was a little scary. A little scary. The Kings are a 6th ranked team in the league right now.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that? I looked at that earlier.
It's pretty exciting.
I like it.
Pretty exciting. Other than that, as far as King stats go, the power plays improved a little bit from a couple weeks ago. They're all the way up to 26 now at 16.1%.
Getting closer to the middle of the pack.
Yeah, barely. PK, however, has improved quite a bit since the beginning of the season when it was pretty not great. 9th in the league at 82.3%.
Take that.
Yep, not too shabby. Moving in the right direction.
Guy says check the power play home and road splits. Jordan doesn't know how to do that.
want to send me a link?
Send me a link so I can look that up. Jordan uses NHL.com.
I'm not fancy guy, all right? I'm just a simple man.
I can get it for you.
While you're doing that, while I was on vacation, I did go to a hockey game.
Yeah, what was that about? I didn't know where you were.
I was in Tahoe.
It's actually in Tahoe? Like that?
Yes. So for those that you don't know, you're about to be learned. All right. There is a new ECHL team in the league this year that go by the name of the Tahoe Night Monsters. They are the ECHL affiliate of, you guessed it,
the Knights.
The Vegas Golden Knights. They do spell it K-N-I-G-H-T. It is a playoff of Tahoe Tessie, which is a playoff of the Loch Ness Monster. Their mascot is named Tessie.
Do we at least have a cool logo? Look it up.
It's pretty cool. It's a dragon, which it's not really like a lake monster. It's kind of a lake monster looking thing. It was Margaritaville weekend against the Tulsa Oilers, which, not the Edmonton Oilers ECHL team. It's the Ducks.
They have an adorable plushie.
Whoa.
They also have a
Yeah, they do. There's a lot of kids with
Tessie,
that.
Those Tessie hat.
I saw a lot of those. Yeah. So, like, I don't know if you guys have ever been to South Lake Tahoe, but like on the where the state line is, there's literally like it's California and there's state line and it's just casinos. There's like five casinos. And at the end of the row of casinos, it's Bally's, which used to be Caesars, which used to be Montbleu. Montbleu, Caesars. Yeah. Anyways, it was also the hotel. And what was that movie? Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale. It was the hotel casino in Casino Royale. At the end of that, it is they built a brand new event center. It's 4,100 seats. There was a ton of fans in there. They've definitely like built up like a nice little like fandom so far. Great experience. Obviously we were the second to last row
and it's still an awesome scene.
And we were super close. Yeah. And we were close. It was a little expensive though. I'm not gonna lie. It was over $100 for the three of us to go, which for an ECHL team, I think that's a little pricey, but it's fine.
It's also,
it's also South Lake Tahoe. Yeah. It's or just Tahoe in general. So it was cool though. Tahoe won, and Mikey, they did play against your new favorite ECHL team. They swept them over the weekend too.
What team is that?
The Tulsa Oilers. Ah. Mm-hmm. They are the Ducks ECHL affiliate, which who would have thought?
I think Edmonton might have something to say about that, but you know, here we are.
Yep. So there you go.
All right. Giving you the stats you asked for. Power play home is 25.7, but what he didn't say is that's seventh in the NHL. And on the road is 10.9, which is 31st in the NHL.
Hmm.
Got it. So play more home games. That's my
play view. More home games.
Yep.
Holiday gift guide.
Oh, Steve's been there.
Sorry, Jesse, you can't get Mikey can't make his $100 bet because you didn't mention Ted Lasso on Top Gun Night. Nice try, though. Also, Mikey, you owe me $100. Lots of oil.
Oh, lots of slots in Vegas.
Yeah.
All right. Shit.
Can I tell you about also something at one of the games? Which game was it?
I kind of want to know who Hannah's calling a hoe.
You. Saturday. We took the whole family, and I had some fun seatmates next to me. We ended up talking, and I overheard them talking about how they got their tickets, and they used Game Time. I thought it was kind of funny. Not that I eavesdrop on every conversation, but I did hear.
Yeah, you do.
I loved using Game Time, but to buy these tickets, and it just struck me kind of like someone was paid to say that. So Game Time, their URL is gametime.co. You can use them to buy tickets for any kind of event, concerts, comedy, theater, not just sports, but definitely sports. You can use their Game Time picks curated to make it easier to find the best tickets. They also offer all-in pricing. So you can toggle this feature to show you total upfront, which is what I like to use, so that there's no surprise fees at checkout. The best feature of all is that they offer you seat views for every seat that they have posted. So as you're scrolling through all the tickets, you get to see what your view is going to look like at that event. They do offer the lowest price guarantee. Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference if you find better. Game Time's ticket coverage, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. So make sure you utilize them and know that not only do they give the lowest price guarantee, they have event cancellation protection, 24-hour return, on-time ticket delivery, and they even offer job loss assurance. So if you lose your job, they'll pay you back on those tickets. So how do you do it? Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use promo code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it?
Game time. A guy wants to know why you always talk to strangers.
He said, here's what I don't get. Why do you talk to strangers all the time?
I love talking to strangers because you know what? You get different perspectives in life and you get to learn from everybody you meet. So I want to talk to everybody I run into.
Big Che, that's how I met James.
Truly is. Yeah, we talked at a propane filling station.
propane accessories.
Gassy Dan.
Gassy Dan's. Hank Hill working there.
Is it really called Gassy Dan's?
Yeah.
They have the best candy and puppies.
Whoa. And bikes. You want a huffy? Chase says I was a stranger until James was like, want to see my garage studio?
He saw it all right. We took pictures
and she was like, yeah. That's funny.
I like it when strangers I talk to hand me their cards of their podcast. Also happened.
Che, you fell for that?
More than once.
Here's the thing. Do you regret it?
He's like, yeah, I've been cooking ribs for you fuckers ever since.
Oh, man.
I yes, fell for did. It too.
Jesse's falling for it. So
many drinks.
You brought a DD
that,
though.
Yeah, that you had a DD. You were smart.
That was
yeah,
money.
That was smart. Yeah. Che brought a DD last time.
I feel like there I gotta up my beer game when you come too. Like I don't know much about beer and I like actually learned about whatever beers we had in the fridge that time just so I was knowledgeable. I've never done that before until you came.
Mikey said he never fell for it. It's because you live like 3 hours away and you're not cool like Hannah.
Yeah.
Well, now he lives.
I said, like, I meant to say I lived.
Away. Yeah. And you go on these Karen rants online.
Right. Oh, boy. Let's not get into that. Jordan wanted an hour show. So week ahead. Let's go.
Are we getting to the week ahead?
So. We got any other general notables?
2-0. All right, let's go. Get out of here. Okay.
Like when Jordan's tired, he pushes this show like
yeah, that's no it. Kidding, right?
I also I like you fuckers. Like
fuck you guys when you're tired.
I've before like, hey, we got to keep it short tonight. I'm like, I'm really tired. I'm so tired. Fucking hour and a half show, 2 hour show. I'm not here. You fuckers put out a 45 minute episode.
Hey, Jordan.
It's because you talk so much.
I know I don't talk for 45 minutes during a show. I know I don't.
You know how I know the minute Dennis started editing the show? Because he called me and yelled at me for like, how the fuck did we get out of there in 45 minutes when he's not here? That's when I know he started editing.
Oh, man.
I mean, to be fair, I had to get up early the next morning, so that had something to do with it.
Do we have other general notables? Steve didn't get any general notables. We announced it. I know we said it a while ago, and we talked about other shit, so.
Well, we talked about their PK. And
we did.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Is there something important that I'm missing? Maybe. I wasn't
Ovechkin's,
here.
Ovechkin's back. Did we talk about it? Was that last week?
Nobody.
Yep. No, he's back, and he's only got 25 more goals. It's looking good.
He's also scoring goals like at a faster rate than he ever has or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go.
That was before he got hurt. Back,
games played.
Games played this year versus 10 years ago.
It's goals per 60.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah, I know, but I understand that, but he has been hurt for.
I think he was like 0.79 and now he's like 0.90 or something.
There's no way he's 100%. He's like a million years old.
Hannah said Drew's skating.
And he came back in 5 weeks.
That's generally notable.
It is generally notable. So I'm not going to be here until the end of the month.
I think it was the worst ever.
Oh, for Chicago?
For what? Chicago's boring. We talked about this when they got announced.
Yeah.
One thing we didn't get announced is, for the first time I think ever I've seen for a stadium series, Connor Bedard actually has his own stadium series stick. Like, he designed a stick for the game.
Did it look like an old school wood stick?
No. It's like there's like a map of Chicago on there. There's
The bean.
The writing of Sherwood is in the the Cubs lettering. All the details on it are really cool if you check it out. So that would be a fun stick to get if they auction those off.
Everybody's giving us our general notables now. We just got to go through the comments.
Perfect. Carter George had a second shout out.
Did we discuss sex swing accidents?
Well, I don't know what that's in reference to, but I think it's something we need to discuss.
I think it's in reference to Dennis. Falling.
It was the stairs.
Get a better smoke alarm.
For those who don't know, which why would anybody know this? But when Jordan sends me his file, he emails it to me, and he always has a funny subject for it. This one was pretty good.
I try.
It was not the stairs.
I don't remember what it was. I have to go look back and look.
You
that was pretty funny.
I don't know who said it aloud, you know what I mean? Why you gotta bring up old shit?
Maybe after show.
Save that for the after show.
How about Steve General Noble?
Slukinski?
No, Carter George had a second shutout.
Jordan read that.
Okay.
Never said that.
If you want shorter episodes, maybe just get to the fucking point. No, that's the thing is we don't always want shorter episodes.
Put a hat on a hat.
On a hat.
New Urban Dictionary entry.
That's a helmet.
Just don't even acknowledge it. Who hurt you?
The week ahead.
Let's go.
A shiny helmet. Where'd it go? Hey, there it is. That's today. Saturday. Kings are still at home. It's the Lightning who are in town. They are currently fourth in the Atlantic. 17-10-2. 7-3-0 in the last 10. 8-6-1 on the road. They do score a lot of goals, though, however. They are at plus 32 goal differential.
But they just got beat by the Canadians, so that's the thing.
Yeah, I don't care. After this week, after the last few weeks we've had.
It's a home game, right? It's a win.
It's a win.
Yeah. 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 Our power play and our PK is going to be great. And after that,
got a big break.
Oh, shit. We only have. No, hold on. Do we have a game next Wednesday? Mm-hmm. We do. It's Flames, right? Yes. It's the Flames. Still at home after a lengthy break there for a few days. Calgary comes to town. They are currently being stupid. Computer. Fifth in the Pacific, 15-11-6, 3-4-3 in the last 10, 4-7-4 on the road. -12 goal differential. That's a win. 2-0.
Real quick. On a scale of wearing a hat to whatever James is doing, how drunk are you?
Are your headphones on for that?
I can hear you, though.
James is making love to that helmet tonight, just so we all understand what's going on here.
See the number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to acknowledge is James is definitely fucking that helmet.
Whoa.
I don't know how, but he's doing it.
Wow. Strong words.
And there's your show title.
It's an Alex Iafallo helmet.
Yeah. James told me that gave me the show title before we started. Like, this has got to be the show title. And then hasn't said the show title once this episode.
I did. I said, Puck, don't lie.
Nope, you haven't said it.
You didn't say it at all during the...
I said it in the beginning. I'll say it again. Puck, nope. Don't lie.
Oh, you didn't say it in the beginning because your fucking mic was unplugged.
But then when I came back on, I said, okay. What I meant to say was this.
Okay. Fair enough.
Mm.
It's going to be covered in daddy sauce.
Whoa.
So crying and fucking it?
All right. If you don't know what these guys are talking about, I today picked up Alex Iafallo's Chrome Dome helmet. As you see, small helmet on my.
And did you remember to lock his house after?
To go along with the Alex Iafallo sticks and everything else, Alex Iafallo. But I did want to point out that you too can own.
Did you also get a lock of his hair too, James?
No. You too can also own things from the LA Kings game use stuff. You can go to LAKingsGameUse.com and search through the library of stuff they have from the
team. Do I need to mark this ad time?
No, you don't. But 100% of the proceeds benefit the Kings Care Foundation. They have pucks, sticks, goalie gear, helmets, gloves, skates, bags, and even a jock strap if they want to play a joke on you. You get a helmet, like a helmet carrier that their premium helmet bags that they have. They got a lot of cool stuff. Check it out. They do have game goal pucks on there from last season. And then they update them regularly. So take a look there. They also, if you go into Team LA store during the games, as you walk in, all the game use stuff is there. So you can take a look at it in person. Don't try and put helmets on because you're not supposed to put them on unless you're James.
Mm-hmm.
James found that out.
Someone else did in front of me and I thought it was hilarious. And then his girlfriend tried to stand up for him and got quickly shut down. So, someone jokingly offered up a jock strap. That did happen. But not after the joke was that he got a laundry bag and stuff, and so he stuck his hand in it, pulled out a jock strap, and then realized what it was. So that that's the funny story. But.
Yeah.
Someone's so junk.
LA Kings, GameUse.com, check it out. Kings Care Foundation. Do everything you can to support them. They do amazing work throughout the year.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get us fuck out of here. It?
We're good?
I think so.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on all the things. Kings Run Pod. Subscribe. Comment. Leave reviews. All the stuff. Voicemails. Text messages. Send them. 562-317-0087. That was easy. All right.
Mm-hmm.
For James Woodluck, Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go Kings, go! Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
Together we are Los Angeles. sound.
That was especially hard.
You guys, this is it for me.
Hey,
there's the show title.
I love that you both closed your eyes when you did it.